Education officials say they're not sure who would have tried to hack the TN Ready tests or why. They got a grilling this afternoon from Tennessee lawmakers about the suspected cyber attack that shut down standardized testing earlier this week. And as WPLN's Chasis reports, they were told to get to the bottom of it fast.
Tennessee wasn't the only state affected by the attack on Questar, the firm that administers the TN Ready test. Students from six other states were also taking exams, and Questar believes testing was affected in four or five of them. The company says it's already been contacted by the FBI's branch in Minnesota, where it's based, and the state plans to hire an outside firm to investigate the incident. The TBI could also be called in. But officials couldn't offer much of an explanation for the attack, and that left state legislators frustrated. They noted that problems with TN Ready go back 4 years and span two vendors. So some, such as Smith County Republican Terry Lynn Weaver, say they're ready to put an end to computerized testing.
I just think it's insanity, and this is not working at all. So we want our money back. That's all I got to say.
Questar has paid $30 million a year to administer TN Ready. State officials say it cost an additional $11 million to switch to an all-paper format. And the scores wouldn't come in time to be included in students' grades. Many lawmakers say, though, they've lost faith in TN Ready and are prepared to throw out the results anyway. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Chaz Sisk.